We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are live overlooking the track here at the Richmond Raceway Complex. And Gary Hess, who's normally doing sports back in the studio, we've broken him out so that he could participate in Read on the Road as we go around Central Virginia. And, you know, we try to find places that are really relevant every weekend. There is no place more relevant than the track.
It's a great spot up here in the Torque Club, too, isn't it?
The Torque Club, you know what? It's going to be hard to go to things and not be in the VIP Club.
He said, nice. Now that he's been in the Torque Club, he can't sit in the seats anymore. We're joined by track president Dennis Bigmind. Hey, thanks for coming up. It's nice and early. You got a long schedule today. Thanks for making us first.
I do. Thank you. Thanks for having me. Yeah, we go racing in the Go Bowling 250 in 13 hours. There's a lot packed in between now and when we drop the green flag on that.
So you had the ribbon cutting on Wednesday, and as we sit here and look down, okay, so it's all good now. How nervous were you that everything was going to be ready? Or it will be ready by the time, you know, the practice begins at 8:30 this morning.
Yeah, we're ready to go, actually. It looks great down there in our new Richmond Raceway Reimagined, their DC Solar Fan Grounds. I see they have a little bit of work to do on the roof, though. I didn't catch that yesterday, but I can see that from up here, so I'm glad you guys are here. I can check on that. Everything's ready to go. We can't wait to start welcoming fans down in there about 8:30.
And, you know, when we took the tour 3 weeks ago, I was struck by the access within the garage area, behind the pits, and especially in turn one. Just fans can really, if they buy that, what is it called, the DC Solar Fan Grounds
yep.
Yeah, ticket, the amount of access during the race is unbelievable.
It really is, and, you know, been walking it multiple times over the course of this week, and again, as we've been getting down here to the finish line to finish up, but, you know, their fans can get down deep in that turn 1-2 area where they've never been able to get before, and to watch the cars go through that turn is kind of really neat perspective when they're up there on the banking. So I'm heading down there in a little while, that's for sure.
So for folks who do have today off or are going to play hooky from work, when does everything open, and when is there activity for them to see here on the track?
Cars go on track at 8:30. So we are really nonstop once the cars start going. I mean, with two series here, the Xfinity Series and the Monster Energy Cup Series, we've got a couple rounds of practice for each series, a couple rounds of qualifying, and then we race tonight again, the Go Bowling 250. So there's something happening on the track pretty much all day. We got a little bit of a break in the afternoon, but other than that, there's stuff happening nonstop.
And these are both playoff races, Xfinity Series and in the Monster Energy Cup Series.
They are. So it's a great spot for us to be in. Obviously, we're 2 weeks later than what has traditionally been our date coming out of Labor Day. But to move into the NASCAR playoffs is a big deal for us. I think it's a big deal for this racetrack. And it's a big deal for the sport, too. The drivers wanted another short track in. The fans that that I've interacted with are really happy that we're in the playoffs. It's been a nice spark for us. So we're excited about that. We kick off the Xfinity Series playoffs tonight. So we're race number one and race number two in the Cup Series.
And if you look at the Cup Series standings after Las Vegas last week, you know, one this race and then Charlotte, and only 12 are going to advance. And right now you got names like Jimmy Johnson, Chase Elliott, and our own Denny Hamlin on the outside looking in.
Yeah, Vegas was a tough race for a lot of the 16 drivers in the playoffs. So this race already had a lot of focus on it. Our race had a lot of focus on it. I feel like we've kind of been in the catbird seat in this first round being race number two, because there's a lot of unknowns next week when they go to Charlotte. So the drivers, everyone's been talking about, we got to get it done at Richmond, we got to get it done at Richmond. For those drivers that you mentioned, I think that's just ramped up even more. So this has a real good edge to it. I mean, just kind of the vibe overall, everything I've been hearing all week long from the drivers and people in the industry is the intensity, I think, is going to be really high Saturday night, and it just has a different feel to it.
You know, for people who aren't fans of racing, and we have a lot of business mm-hmm. people who are listening this half hour traditionally on this show, I feel like I'll have to ask you what the price tag was for this, and quite frankly, who footed the bill? Did the taxpayers pay for this?
No. So this is an investment by our company. It's a $30 million renovation here at our infield, which is, again, fantastic. And I'll give you a great example of that. And I love telling this story. So we cut the ribbon the other day, as you mentioned. The scissors that we used were shipped up to us from Daytona. They did a $400 million renovation there. They used those scissors to cut the ribbon on Daytona Rising. They shipped them to us. We're actually going to ship them to our friends at Phoenix at ISM Raceway because they have a $175 million renovation going on. And when they're done, they're going to ship them to Talladega that has like a 50-something million dollar renovation going on next year. Those are four tracks in our company. And I use those scissors, you know, they're symbolic for us because our company is reinvesting in our facilities, which means they're reinvesting in the sport, which means they're reinvesting in the communities where we operate. I think that's a great story that we have from our company.
Without relying on bonds or tax money.
That's correct.
From the localities.
That is correct. Yeah. This is our money. And, you know, these tracks, you know, this is a 70-year-old facility. We build these facilities to last a long time. Again, you see a lot of other stadiums and arenas where they go back knocking on the door of the locality, you know, after 10, 15, or 20 years to build something new.
With all the excitement of the infield, have you noticed an uptick in fan interest?
Yeah, we definitely have, and that's, you know, you can see that in the box office and the call volume, and it's just been a really good spark and a big momentum builder for us, quite frankly, which has been great. And, you know, to have something new and different, you know, I've saw a Twitter message from someone, a woman who said she hasn't been here in years, but she's coming back because she wants to see what's happening in the infield. So I'll take that times a thousand.
And, you know, so, and the access with the DC Solar Fan Grounds, you know, but that's still an affordable ticket, right?
Yeah, it really is. So, I mean, you referenced our Climax Corner, our Turn 4 Party Deck. That's a $30 ticket right now. The infield pass is 70 now here on race weekend, but like our Richmond Nation members that are our season ticket holders, they get first shot at everything that we do here at a reduced rate, and we like that, you know, starting with our season ticket holders. That's our base. That's the core of who we are. But yeah, so a grandstand ticket and then an infield admission to the DC Solar Fan Grounds. But you can come and go all day. You can come to your seat. You can go inside. Come to your seat. Before, we never had that. It was like $50 for a pit pass, and it was for 4 hours, and then we shooed you out of there.
And for those of you that don't know, the old claustrophobic pedestrian tunnel is gone, and it's a nice, huge tunnel, plenty of room to go back and forth underneath turn one, and you can go back and forth as many times as you want with that with that DC Solar Fan Grounds pass.
Yeah, no question. And I really like that because, again, people always try to they figure out what their journey is going to be when they come here. And I say that all the time. Like, I always want to put my fan hat on too. And I think about, okay, I'm coming here as a fan. Where would I go? What would I do? So it's going to be interesting once we open that up and you get a couple thousand people in there today to see when they come out of the tunnel, are they turning left or are they turning right? Where are they going to go and how are they going to navigate around through there? We got four different neighborhoods for them to visit while they're there, plus the ability to walk into the garages. Nobody has that.
And how many people are we expecting for each race?
Yeah, we'll probably see, you know, it's over the course of the 2 days, we're going to be pushing close to 100,000 people here total over the 2 days. When you get to tonight's race and tomorrow, and we have like over 1,300 campers that are here on site already, which is phenomenal.
Yeah, we drove through there on our way in this morning, and it's like it was a little quiet then. But hey, listen, best of luck this weekend. Everything looks great, and thanks for coming up and being with us this morning.
Well, thanks for being here. You guys do have a great view. The sun's going to be coming up here soon, and you'll see a whole different light down there.
Dennis Bickmeyer, the president of Richmond Raceway. We appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.